This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the man charged with murder in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO. Luigi Mangione was arrested at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania after a days-long search, but he's objecting to being taken to New York to face trial. The AP's Michael Sisak.
Mangione was held without bail in a state prison in Pennsylvania. He was charged there with presenting a false identification to police, with forgery, and with a gun charge. Mangione's arrest in Pennsylvania adds a wrinkle to the process going forward. He faces charges there. He also faces charges in New York for the murder of Brian Thompson. Now, police and prosecutors have filed for an arrest warrant, and they are seeking extradition from Pennsylvania to New York to prosecute Mangione for that killing.
The AP's Michael Sisak reporting. That wildfire in Malibu, California has forced up to 20,000 people from their homes. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Firefighters battle a wind-driven wildfire in Malibu near celebrities' seaside mansions, horse farms, and Pepperdine University. More than 8,000 homes and other structures are under threat, and some have burned. Actor Dick Van Dyke, who turns 99 Friday, says he and his wife evacuated as the fire swept toward their home. They managed to take their pets with them, though their cat, Bobo, ran off. I'm Ben Thomas.
The East Coast is seeing some wet weather today. Rainy, windy. The heavy rain and fierce winds will last until tonight, Wednesday night in many areas. And flooding is possible in some places, say forecasters. Places like western Maine could see freezing rain, downpours, and damaging winds. And as the year-end holidays approach, we're expected to travel a lot. The AAA says more than 119 million people will travel over the holidays. This is AP News. Now to General Motors and robo-taxis.
General Motors says it will retreat from the robo-taxi business due to what it describes as the considerable time and resources needed to build the business in an increasingly competitive market, and will stop funding its money-losing Cruise Autonomous Vehicle Unit. GM bought Cruise Automation in 2016 for at least $1 billion after an incident that involved a fatality in 2023, resulting in Cruise's license to operate its driverless fleet in California being suspended. GM scaled back spending, Cruise's leadership was purged, and about a quarter of its workforce was laid off. GM will now focus on development of partially automated driver assist systems like its Super Cruise, which allows drivers to take their hands off the steering wheel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is $3.02 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.